You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fabulous Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, April 10th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. A few clouds in the sky, maybe some slushy accumulation in terms of snow and slush and sleet. Southeast, well, again, draw that line very roughly, and I mean very roughly, Green Bay to Madison, south and east of that line, best chances for accumulation tonight into tomorrow, so we'll see. We'll see what comes about, so just be aware of that. And then it sounds like nicer weather, although maybe some rain dipping into the forecast now a little bit on Sunday, but upper 60s at least, Pertner 70. By the time we get to Sunday, Monday. So anyway, just spring weather here in Wisconsin. Zommers, how you doing today?
Doing well. My feet feel great. I got new shoes. Ooh, finally.
Nice.
And they have super wide toes. Uh-huh. So for once, it feels like I actually have shoes that fit my feet.
That's fantastic. And may I ask what brand of shoes you got?
Topo.
T-O-P-O. I've never heard of that before.
I hadn't either, but I got them recommended by the person at the store. They were expensive, but...
But not as expensive as they will be in a couple of months, maybe.
Exactly.
And this is what we were talking about yesterday, and that's where we're going to start off today with tariffs coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sean Fetterplace, the campaign director of Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin, is going to be joining us. And he helps represent a lot of great Main Street businesses all across Wisconsin, not the least of which are our friends at Wonder State Coffee, who we did a show there last year, lots of other members as well. And we're going to talk about these Trump tariffs now and how they're affecting people here in Wisconsin. And so we were talking about this yesterday, and lots of people smarter than Todd are saying, hey, if you really need a product like footwear, like clothing, even appliances, this type of thing, get them now, because even though Trump called off the tariffs or paused them for 90 days, there's still 10% tariffs, and then China, he jacked it way up. Again, look where your products are, our products, not yours, ours, mine included, where things are being made. Many of them are in China, or it takes components that are made in China. And so prices are going to go up. And so we were talking about if you need something, go get it. And Zommers did last night. I'm glad you have good shoes now, Zommers.
Me too.
My mother is a big proponent of good shoes.
I decided, you know, these are going to be on my feet most of the day, every day. I might as well pay a little more and have something that is both comfortable and going to last.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk about tariffs here in just a minute. But let's talk about other pieces of clothing, attire. For just a moment, Bryce Terang of the Milwaukee Brewers, who got a huge victory last night, 17-2 over the Colorado Rockies. Our Brewers are now 7-5 on the year. We've now completely forgotten about the juiced up bats of the New York Yankees in that first series. But I, of course, I had to go to Monroe last night. I think I mentioned at the very end of the show, went down to beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin in Greene County. And got my taxes done earlier than normal, by the way. Deadline's next week. But I got my taxes all done. Everything's set to go. Had to pay, but thank goodness I'd socked away the money I need to do that. So, and then I hung out with my compadre, my friend Kurt, the father of my godsons. Florcy is on vacation, having a lot of fun, and good for her. So Kurt and I hung out a little bit and watched the Brewers last night. Because he has the FanDuel dual thing. So we watched it, and the Brewers were fantastic. Eight different Brewers drove in runs last night for their seventh win in the last 18 games, or last eight games, pardon me. 17-2, the final score of the Brewers over the Colorado Rockies. But here now, I find out this morning, and this is from Todd Rozek, by the way, one of the reporters that follows the Brewers. Bryce Terang has been wearing Ryan Braun's 2011 batting gloves at the plate this season, including in last night's game when he hit a career-long 444-foot homer.
Ooh.
Braun sent him several pair after the two had a chat in spring training. And there's a picture of it on this tweet. And they're kind of, it's a fabric, but also it looks like a little plasticky. I mean, I hope they're legal. Because, you know, Ryan Braun, you know, he had a great career as a Brewer, but he got into a little trouble. Had to go away for a while, some people say, with some performance-enhancing materials in the form of cream and whatnot. But anyway, Bryce Terang, and you wonder, is it really the gloves? Is it really like the fact that Terang is able to hang on to the bat better? Or is it just there's so much psychology in baseball? There's so much superstition. Is it
there
just
really is?
And is it just really in Terang? I don't care whichever, as long as it's legal, you understand? I don't care what it is, whether it's real or whether it's in his head. But Bryce Terang on fire this year. Also, the Brewers, this is for our very own Mike Clemens, sports reporter for Civic Media, the great Mike Clemens, saying that Brewers Jackson Churio, who turned 21 last month, surpasses Hall of Fame players like Mickey Mantle, Eddie Matthews, and Al Callan for most RBI in three games in Major League Baseball history. He has 12 now, 12 RBI in three games. Jackson Churio absolutely on fire. So anyway, it's going well for the Brewers. And of course, you can hear the Brewers across the Civic Select stations in Civic Media here on a Thursday. It'll be a 1:35 broadcast start. So for certain stations here along the network, particularly those in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in Hayward, those stations will be leaving us right around 1:35 this afternoon for the pregame show, as it will be the final game in that series, Milwaukee at Colorado. If you still want to listen to our show, we'd love to have you. You can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Simply download it to your phone, Android, Apple device. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. So we'll be on the app on the stations that I just read. And the Brewers will be on the terrestrial radio side across your magical airwaves in those select stations. Then after today, it is on to Arizona, where they will do a three-game series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So there you go. It was an exciting game last. I'm really happy the Brewers are off to this, you know, after kind of a really lousy start in New York, now off to something better.
They're catching back up.
They're catching back up. Yeah, absolutely.
About 300 more games to go.
It's only 162 games in the year. Okay. So we're going to talk tariffs in a minute, but I also want to, and I was listening to our great friend and colleague, Jane Matinair on Matinair on Air, and she had Jim Santel along with Greg Bach, and they were talking about this a little bit earlier. And I just want to touch on this for a minute, because there's some scary stuff that's going on, and I try not to hype it up too much just for clickbait or whatever, but something happened in the Oval Office yesterday with Donald Trump, where he signed this this executive order thing. You know, he's signing about, you know, 10 of these an hour. All right, I exaggerate, but you get the point. And I saw this because Liz Cheney tweeted this out this morning. Liz Cheney said, quote, "In a special mix of incompetence and evil, Trump has combined his disastrous implication of 1930s tariff policies with Stalinesque targeting of political adversaries. The 2020 election was not stolen, and speaking the truth is only a crime in countries ruled by tyrants," unquote. Here now is the cut of Donald Trump, President of the United States, signing this thing, And it has to do with going after Chris Krebs, who had worked in Trump's first administration in cybersecurity, who recently wrote a book that said, hey, all the evidence is in and the 2020 election was free and fair and accurate, but Trump is going after it.
Terrible guy.
Similarly, sir, Christopher Krebs, the former head of CISA. This is a man who weaponized his position against free speech in the election context, in the context of COVID-19. This is another, it's a similar presidential memorandum to the one you just signed. It addresses his access to government, existing clearances he might have, and further instructs your Department of Justice, other aspects of your government, to investigate some of the malign acts that he participated in while he was still head of CISA.
This is another one. I don't know that I met him. I'm sure I met him, but I didn't know him. And he came out right after the election, which was a rigged election, a badly rigged election. We did phenomenally in that election. Look what happened to our country because of it. Open borders, millions of people coming into our country. Russia and Ukraine, that would have never happened. October 7th would have never happened. Afghanistan, the way that they withdrew with 13 dead, but so many killed, actually. I mean, so many killed outside of the 13 soldiers, hundreds of people killed, and maybe, I don't know, never mentioned, but I mentioned it, 42 or 43 people so badly injured, the legs, the arms, blown off, the face, and this is all because of a incompetent group of people that preceded us, and that would have never happened. And this guy Krebs was saying, the election was great, it was great. Well, it's been proven that it was not only not great, when you look at all these lawyers and law firms that are signing, giving us hundreds of millions of dollars, it was proven by so many different ways and so many different forms, from the legislatures not approving to the 51 intelligence agents that worked at, from all of the different scamming operations. It was a very corrupt election. They used COVID to cheat. And we're going to find out about this guy, too, because this guy's a wise guy. He said, we've proved this is the most secure election in the history of our country. Now, this was a disaster.
I wanted to play that whole cut of President Trump uninterrupted, unedited, so that nobody can accuse me, oh, you're making it sound one way and it's actually something else. That was the sitting president of the United States singling out one American citizen because he told the truth and Donald Trump doesn't like it. None of us are safe. Make that clear right now. We'll discuss it after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Lyle Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lyle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Zomer's on the board. 21 past the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, April 10th. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Sean Fedaplace will be joining us, campaign director for Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin, talking about how the Trump tariffs are affecting small businesses here in Wisconsin. Looking forward to that discussion. Right now, talking about the comments made by President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office, signing an executive order to go after Chris Krebs, a guy who was the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency under Donald Trump. And he's written a book or put something out in which he says, as the person in charge of cybersecurity of the United States, that he can attest that the 2020 election was free, fair, and accurate. And now Donald Trump, in the cut we played there before the break, he takes what happened in Afghanistan, the withdrawal there, where there were 13, 14 U.S. soldier or service members killed in a tragedy, But then he inflates that with a bunch of lies and complete just lies. I guess that's the best way to say it. You know, people have their arms torn off, their faces torn off, you know, on and on and on. And that would never happen. And then he goes into the 2020 election and keeps repeating these lies about the 2020 election that he kind of stopped for a while. And now they're back. And now he's singling out this guy who told the truth and has all the receipts and evidence to prove that it was true. And Trump is seeking this guy out to prosecute him, telling the government he called him a wise guy. And we're going after this person. And Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, who was on the bipartisan January 6th committee, is saying, look, this is just completely not true. And this is the stuff that Stalin did in old Russia, Soviet Union. It's just not American where you go after your enemies and you sign executive orders for the government to put your people away or put your people. It's not even going after Trump. It's just simply saying the truth that Trump doesn't like. And yesterday, Trump's own White House press secretary, Zomers, maybe we could dial that up as a cut from yesterday, saying that Trump is considering trying to find a way to disappear United States citizens to these El Salvador so-called prisons or essentially dog kennels for humans. Zomers is great. He already has it. Here's the press secretary of the president talking about this yesterday.
So the president has discussed this idea quite a few times publicly. He's also discussed it privately. You're referring to the president's idea for American citizens to potentially be deported. These would be heinous, violent criminals who have broken our nation's laws repeatedly. And these are violent repeat offenders in American streets. The president has said, if it's legal, right? If there is a legal pathway to do that, he's not sure. We are not sure if there is. It's an idea that he has simply floated and has discussed very publicly as in the effort of transparency.
If it's legal, Carolyn Leavitt said, the White House press secretary. Well, who determines that? Trump? Sean Miller?
Tom Holman?
Right. It's up to them. And they get to decide what, I mean, Trump just singled out a guy who has told the truth as a wise guy, a troublemaker. Again, Trivi Olson, who comes on this program regularly, who has been banned from Russia by Putin himself, who has fought against autocracy in Eastern Europe, who has dealt with dictators, his 7 rules for dealing with autocrats. They always telegraph what they're going to do. So believe them when they say it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ollie, listening in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Oh, basically, you touched just about every base I was going to talk about.
Go ahead. Give us your point of view.
I just think I lived in Germany when I was younger. My dad was in the service. We had bomb holes behind our house, so, and learned a lot about the war and stuff in school and from German friends. And this is exactly the way it started in Germany. We'll shut everybody down. Anybody who doesn't agree, they get whisked away in the night and never seen again. And I saw his press secretary say that yesterday about arresting and deporting United States citizens, and I thought, and who is going to be the one who says exactly what crime is worth being deported for?
Exactly.
Scary, scary times we're living in.
It is. Thank you, Ollie. I appreciate your perspective, especially having lived in Germany. Just a few minutes left, a couple of minutes left. If you can make it quick, please. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, if you can make it quick, please. Want to get everybody in. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all of the pain of all these budget cuts and firing people, all that stuff besides this, in addition to this, is designed to give people a message. we can create as much pain as we want with impunity. So you better watch out.
Right.
Now, the people that financed a lot of Hitler's rise to power found out that if they ever did anything that Hitler didn't like, they were in a camp or they were executed.
Mm-hmm.
This is the direction that we're heading with this government. These people, these rich people that support Trump and Musk and those policies, even people in the Supreme Court,
right,
had better watch out, because he's immune from prosecution, essentially.
Right.
So if he orders somebody to arrest these guys and send them down to El Salvador or just plain execute them, who's going to do anything about it?
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Jack. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Gene, you got 30 seconds. It's yours. What do you say? Gene, you're on. 30 seconds. Go ahead, please.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear my name. I apologize. Yes, sick, vile, animalistic behavior. The people that are all around them, aiding and abetting. This is not America. Call your representatives and say, no more. This has got to stop.
Yep.
This is evil. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Good job.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Thanks, Gene. Dale, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. We'll try to get to you later in the show. Stay tuned. Sean Fetteplace is next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now, past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Appreciate you being along with us on a little overcast day here in downtown Madison, but all not bad at all. Talking the markets, talking the Trump tariff wars right now and how it's going to affect Wisconsin. We welcome back to the program via StreamYard, Sean Fetteplace, who is the campaign director of Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin, joining us from a beautiful little Main Street shop in Verona, Wisconsin, I believe you said. Sean, thanks for coming back on the show. How are you?
Good, and not feeling particularly liberated at the moment. How you doing?
Exactly. I get that. I mean, he's being on air nice. See, what I asked him earlier is, how are you doing? He kind of gave me the more or less sign. No, but I think we're all feeling a little bit like that, right? That particularly having been a small business owner in the past, this has to be enormously troubling times for Wisconsin small businesses, because, okay, so most of these tariffs got put down to 10% yesterday, but who knows for how long and at what whim will Trump put it back up? And talk to us, Sean, a little bit about Wisconsin business owners. One of the things that they detest, having been one, is uncertainty.
Yeah, so I would say, first off, this morning was interesting because we thought the tariffs on China was 125% now. It's actually apparently 145%, which that's what happens when your trade policy is determined by tweet or Truth Social, I guess. And the 10% tariff is still very high. I mean, for a lot of folks who source their goods from overseas, that's going to be a huge hit, and they're going to have to increase costs for their consumers. I've been talking to, we've been surveying our members. We actually have over 150 stories from member businesses all across our state and nationally. And, you know, what they're saying is that, yeah, the unpredictability and the chaos behind it's really bad, but also the increased costs are really going to hurt a lot of these businesses. And the thing that's important for people to know about tariffs is, first off, they are a tax, and second off, that you pay it at the port of entry. So that means you have to pay the tax before you're even able to sell the good. And so that's part of the reason why it can be so challenging and why a lot of folks are really worried right now.
We played a cut yesterday from, and I don't often do this, we played a cut yesterday from Fox News, the morning show, on the curvy couch. And even Fox News was talking about this small business owner. I think there was a story in the New York Post, or New York Post somewhere yesterday. There was one small business owner that said that his costs were going to go from $26,000 a year to $346,000 a year overnight because of the Trump tariffs.
Yeah, and that's actually, I believe, a gentleman who sells products for kids with special needs based out of Idaho. He's been telling that story. And there are places where you just can't replace this product. Like, there's literally not businesses that produce these things. And so, you know, I think that there can be a case made for certain limited kinds of tariffs for national security reasons. You know, you want to make sure we have steel and iron in this country, and those kinds of things, very targeted, you know, smaller tariffs. What this is, the scale of this is just so much larger. And, you know, I think that ultimately it's going to cause us potentially go into a recession. You know, you have the 10% tariff, you have also, you know, for the next 90 days, if you're a business and you're thinking about whether or not you reshore or whether or not you change products, you're going to wait out those 90 days. You're not going to know whether or not it makes sense to make those investments. And so the White House needs to get their story straight and tell people what the plan is and stick to it. Because otherwise, you know, that arguably, that lack of certainty is almost as destructive as the underlying costs associated with the tariffs.
One of our viewers, listeners on YouTube, L.A. Tom, out in Los Angeles, says he was at Best Buy yesterday in Burbank, and the people there said it was the slowest week of purchasing things, but they were already raising their prices on electronics. By the way, I've been to that Best Buy in Burbank. It's just down the street from IKEA. Was there when I went to the Rose Bowl. But oftentimes we think about, the national media talks in terms of those stores, Best Buy, IKEA, whatever. Talk to us about Wisconsin businesses, because I was talking to a couple of business owners yesterday. I'm not going to name them because I don't have their permission, but they were talking about, even though they produce a product here in Wisconsin, they sell to many different foreign countries and the impact on them. One of your members, we love them, Wonder State Coffee. I know coffee, I haven't been a coffee owner myself or business owner. Talk maybe a little bit about that. Zomers went to a local business, Moving Shoes here in Madison, a local business, bought shoes yesterday, and they're saying, good thing you did it now because those prices are going up. It's the small businesses on main streets all across Wisconsin who, regardless of whether these go into effect now or 90 days, people in Wisconsin are going to be affected.
They are. An example is, you know, I'm personally very excited for the draft being hosted up in Green Bay in a couple of weeks. And Hinterland Brewing, who's a member, Michelle's actually on our national board, they can their beer. And the aluminum costs are going up, skyrocketing. I can't think of anything less Wisconsin than making beer more expensive. And, you know, you've got other cases where, you know, costs for food is going up for childcare centers. You know, the flour, the kind of raw materials that you put into products as well. I know Brick Cider, you know, he was actually on, Matt was on Earl's show this morning talking about how, you know, they were putting together glass containers for a new product that they're launching. And literally, there are no producers of that kind of glass bottle in the U.S. So is he supposed to just not do it?
Right.
And the amount of time that would be required, it's just like this White House does not have long-term thinking or a real plan behind it. So they're, and the rationale of why they're saying that they're doing this is conflicting. They're saying, well, we want to use it to raise revenue. Well, if you reshore these jobs and that's happening, then you won't get the revenue because the tariffs won't be in place, right? So it's just like, I think this, there's a real lack, you know, for somebody who filed bankruptcy running a casino, I'm not sure we should really trust the president's business acumen. And I think it's being proven and borne out again by the consequences of these tariffs on these local small businesses all across our state.
We're joined by Sean Fetteplace, the campaign director of Main Street Alliance right now, joining us live from a beautiful little local coffee shop in, you said Verona, right? That's where you're at?
Yeah, I'm in lovely Verona.
Oh, very good. Well, it's, and you were telling right before we went on the air that, and this is so interesting to me, both good and bad, but I think good that people are being aware that you're just sitting there and you're hearing tangential conversations behind you talking about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are concerned. I think it's Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, yesterday said that, you know, this is impacting Wall Street, not Main Street. 60% of people in our country have money in the market in some form or another, whether it's their retirement, whether or not there's their pensions being managed and invested in those funds. And so I think it's really honestly insulting that they would say that this is not impacting real people. There's folks, I mean, my dad, he's near retirement age right now. He's 65. He's worked very hard his whole life. And, you know, he's relying on that money to be there to be able to retire with dignity and respect. And so, you know, I think it's really honestly misleading and insulting to say that this isn't impacting regular people, because it is.
I know you're talking about small business, but I you just brought this up, and I want to follow up on this, because this is another person I talked to just yesterday. People that have 401ks, retirement accounts, have money in the quote-unquote market that, I mean, there are people that lost $100,000 last weekend, and that's money set aside for retirement. And then, you know, Trump has the audacity yesterday to have billionaires in the Oval Office yesterday say, well, hey, this guy made $900 million today. Sure, for the billionaires, they could afford, you know, a few million there, $100 million there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. But for most Wisconsinites, and talk, Sean, just a minute about small business people in this state, oftentimes their business is their retirement. They plan this out so that someday I can pass this on to a family member or sell it. And that's the retirement, particularly farmers and ag people in this state. And when that goes belly up, they ain't nothing left.
Exactly. And also you've got the folks that, because costs will go up, they'll have to be laid off. So it's like their staff's impacted. You also have many businesses that they invest in the market to help them grow their business and to be able to do things like make payroll. And so it really is impacting folks all the way from the very top to the, you know, to the sort of frontline staff. And, you know, frankly, you know, there are ways that we can invest in our country through things like the CHIPS Act. You know, you can help incentivize businesses to reshore jobs and to help make our country a strong place. That's the right approach to trying to buttress and to support manufacturing, not by imposing across the board tariffs that hurt everyone.
And you know, depending upon the small business in Wisconsin, it may affect some more than others. But can you speak for a minute, your members of Main Street Alliance in this state, who might sell to foreign countries or people in or other businesses in foreign countries, even if these tariffs are put on pause and if Trump stays to his latest, you know, whim of 90 days, at some point, we see this already, people that are Wisconsin businesses are selling to in other countries, at some point are going to say, you know what, enough of this. I can't keep going back and forth. I'm going to find someone else in a different country, and we're just going to have different trading partners.
Right. And you have contracts. You have a, let's say business A and business B are looking to do some work together and to export that product. If you don't know what the rate's going to be from a day to the next, it's going to be much harder to have those contracts actually happen. And then what if it gets raised after the contract gets signed between, let's say, a business here in Wisconsin and a business? I know that Governor Evers and Missy Hughes and other folks were just over in Germany. There's a lot of, you know, German to Wisconsin trade. There's a lot of technological trade, and, you know, it's going to really cool that investment. And to be very clear, there are real challenges around global trade and folks being displaced from their jobs. But the proactive approach is to make sure that they have the support they need through healthcare, through childcare, through paid leave, through having better capital access for small businesses, and to not just, you know, really cause that unpredictability. And if you, not that the market's the end all be all, but the NASDAQ almost hit the circuit breaker today, because I think that lack of predictability and be able to plan is going to impact our, you know, our trading relationships all around the world.
Just a couple of minutes left. Sean Fetteplace, campaign director for Main Street Alliance. Sean, what can we as consumers, as fellow Wisconsinites do to, I mean, obviously there's not an election for a while now, but what can we do to help our small businesses and support them across the state of Wisconsin?
So first off, I would encourage everyone to contact our two senators, Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Tammy Baldwin, to ask them to co-sponsor the Cantwell-Grassley bill. It's the Trade Control Act of 2025, and that was recently introduced, and that would take control back for Congress to have control over tariffs and tariff policy, working in consultation with the president instead of him just deciding on a whim what to do. I would say the other thing is support your local businesses. This is going to be a tough time for a lot of them. And so make sure that you're buying local, make sure you're supporting those businesses that frankly have a lot less of an ability to absorb the increased costs. They can't negotiate with their suppliers as much as say a Walmart or like a Best Buy can. And so those are two things that you can do. And if you want to take action, you can go to mainstreetalliance.org to do that.
MainStreetAlliance.org. Don Marinos will have it in our show notes. And yes, I would just reiterate, look, I buy local when I can, particularly my coffee from local roasters here in Wisconsin. And yeah, look, you know, it's going to go up a couple of bucks, but I know that A is being sourced ethically in the right way. I know I'm getting a great product that's, you know, not filled with preservatives. I'm willing to pay that. And I think that's a patriotic thing we could do to support our friends and neighbors and small business across this state.
Exactly. And, you know, I think ultimately those local businesses are more connected to your community. They're the ones who sponsor the Little League. They're the ones who do local donations. They're the gathering places for folks. And there's true power. And that's what we're trying to do here at Main Street Alliance is build power with business owners, with their staff and the communities that they serve.
Sean found a place on Main Street Alliance. You can help out by going to mainstreetalliance.org, O-R-G. Find out more information. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, Sean. Thanks for being out there fighting for us all. Have a great day.
Thanks, Todd.
Our pleasure. Sean found a place back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News, and hour number 2. A timid version of what's worse. We'll explain in hour number 2. Be along with us for that. Take a look a little bit as well at what's happening in the state of Wisconsin and across the country in terms of ICE and people being picked up, disappeared. Dig into that a little bit more in hour number 2 as well. Many thanks to Sean Fetaplace for being here, the campaign director, Main Street Alliance, giving us great information on how these Trump tariffs are affecting people here in Wisconsin. And Sean's absolutely right, in my opinion. Look, it might cost us a couple of bucks more to shop locally, but Sean made the great point that these are the people, our small business owners, as L.A. Thomas called them, the mom and pops of Wisconsin, the people who employ 2 to 25 people, these are the people who, when your kids go around raising money for Little League or for the church youth group or want a prize donated for a raffle, these are the people who are doing that. Those are the people, as Mr. Rogers used to say, these are the people in our neighborhood, the people that you meet each day. Well, they only keep going in times like these if we patronize them, if we go into their shop. And yeah, okay, so the sandwich, the coffee, the dessert, the loaf of bread might be a buck or two extra than it was. But if we don't support them, they disappear. It's so circular. And that's why when and where we can, we should buy and shop local. And remember, we just had on the Madison station an advertisement for the Dane County Farmers Market. There is a lot of farmers markets going to be starting up. Support your local farmers. Get up on a Saturday or a Wednesday or whatever it is. Buy your lettuce, your fruits, your vegetables, your honey, your eggs, all that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. It's better for us.
It's better for you. All it right. tastes better. And it's usually like it doesn't have to be expensive.
No. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, every time the whole Afghanistan and 13 service people that died, that U.S. service people that died in that explosion, that they killed more people than just those 13, I get a little annoyed because let's remember, you know, Biden was had actually delayed implementing Trump's surrender agreement to the Taliban, because let's remember that agreement was not with the Afghan government and the Taliban. It was between the Taliban and the United States, leaving everybody else out of those negotiations as far as what it looks like from the written agreement, and that we were actually supposed to be out of there in May of that year, and Biden delayed it till till August. And maybe if Trump would have gotten off his ass and actually gotten people out as soon as they signed that agreement, starting getting people out of Afghanistan that they had vetted to get out of Afghanistan, our allies that we left had been left there, you know, right, after the agreement was signed, then more people would have gotten out, and maybe it wouldn't have been the unfortunately, you know, the chaotic situation that happened. But Biden wanted to get out of there.
Right. I'm against the clock, Mark. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Yep, thank you. He's talking about the comments from earlier in the half hour we played from President Trump at the Oval Office yesterday, just spreading misinformation and lies about Afghanistan, among other things there. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Todd. I'll make this quick because I know you're up against it.
Appreciate it.
But you cannot keep running this country this way. Other countries respect us because we are people of our word.
Mm-hmm.
You come close to tanking the whole thing yesterday because of the bond fund. The Chinese own, I don't know how much, but it's a lot of bond funds,
yep,
in this country, with other nations also. And then to make your portfolio a little less volatile, you put money in the bond funds, because it's usually pretty steady.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy, he keeps running things this way. You're talking major tank job here.
Yeah.
So that's all I want to make a point. You've got
appreciate it.
People respect our country, Todd, because we're true to our word, and this guy is screwing it up. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it, Wisco. Wisco's absolutely right. And we talked a little bit about this earlier, that the reliability of the United States is built in part on a foundation of trust and consistency. And you undermine that, to Wisco's point, it kind of all goes off the window. 855-752-4842. Go to Bev listening in WRCE in Richland Center. Bev, always a pleasure. What say you?
I wanted to mention about, you're talking about buying local. I went to a listening session with our new state senator, Saya Chiesky, the other day, and she made a comment that I thought was so important. She said, we need to stop worrying about the cost of things and thinking about the investment that we're making.
Mm.
So when we're talking about money, you invest by buying local. You're investing in your community. And I just thought that was a super way to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the cost. Think about the investment.
Yeah, really appreciate it. That's a great point, Bev. And I appreciate you passing that on from Senator Chiesky, who, of course, has been on this program before. And look, I understand it, coming from a family of a single mom and having to watch costs. And there are times, and there are certain individuals and certain families where you have no choice but to look at cost. And it's like, oh, I'd love to do that, but I have this much money in my bank account, and I have to stretch it as far as I can. But I agree with Bev, and agree with Senator Chiesky, when and where we can. And those who are able, do the investment. Absolutely right. It is investing in our communities when we invest in small business people. Because like I say, it's all circular. It all comes back. And I think sometimes, having lived in both small communities and medium and large, it's easier when you live in a large community not to remember that as much. But it's there if you look. If you look. Because like I say, it's those small business folks, the mom and pops, who are giving back to our community. Come on back for hour number two with Zomers. I'm All Ball. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.